Today's Shir B'Shabur Yoimi is Siman Taf Nun Aleph, and we are up to Sif Dalid. And just as a quick review of what we have seen up until now, and that is as follows, that we know that what we've seen is that kashering things and kashering kalim is not as simple as most people think. And that is a big difference between earthenware or ceramic kalim, which are known as klei cheres, and other kalim like metal kalim. And we saw that earthenware ceramic kalim cannot be kashered neither with hagalah, because you can't do hagalah with klei cheres. It doesn't work to pull out the bliyas. And it doesn't work with libun, not because it doesn't work be'etzem, but because of the fear that you won't do it properly. But it can go ahead and burn it out. So therefore, there are exceptions. For example, if we're talking about, let's say, returning the klei cheres, the ceramics, or the earthenware to the kipshan, or filling up, let's say, a brick oven with coals and things like that. So there, those are items that are made to, and if you're already going to be doing it, you're not afraid to kasher such an item or in such an item, and therefore it would be okay. But for the most part, klei cheres, you're going to have to go ahead and put away, clean it and put it away. Then you have other kalim like metal, which we're going to talk about more today, as well as other kalim similar to metal. And the halacha is there that we know that you can do what's called hagalah on these other kalim, but the principle is kibolo kach polto. That the way it goes in, that's how it goes out. We're going to see more about that today as well. But so far, all we really dealt with was a unique scenario of it. And well, now we're going to get to the actual principles. Now, yesterday, we had the issue of knives that we saw that we allow them to be kashered with hagalah, provided you get off the rust and you can get to all the spots. Otherwise, you need libun in those areas and spots. But now we're going to actually get to those principles itself when we talk about kashering these items. Okay, so here we go. Kalim shem mishtamshim bahem al yedei ha'or, kigon shpudim v'askelois v'chayotze bahem. If you have a kli that the way you use the kli is to hold the food, let's say, over the fire directly, kigon shpudim v'askelois, like shipudim are spits, skewers, different types of spits and skewers that you put the food directly into the fire with this kli. And you'll ask, isn't that usually like for basar and things like that? No, they used to do it. They used to, as Mr. Brewer is going to explain, they would, for example, put on what's called muliasa, which is like a meat bareka or something like that, or pot pie or whatever it is, and they, you know, fry it on there, nice and good. Okay, so let's see. Mr. Brewer sif katan chav zayin al yedei ha'or. So again, this is the way the blia occurs. This is the way the absorption occurs. There's no liquid medium like you have in cooking, right? The medium here is direct fire, the chametz, the iser, and the utensil. So here we go. Alidavor. Perush, as we just said, beli mayim, kikon, shvud, vaskal, like a skewer, a spit. Shitzolin alav, and you go ahead and let's say you roast on the fire, mulyosa shel chametz. A mulyosa, right? It's like meat with like dough around it. Va'af al pisha askala kishitzolin al gabeha. And even though usually when you roast on these things, what you do is you tushin oisa be'alya oi moishkin paneh b'shuman. Even though you'll often go ahead when you roast with these things, you will smear the item with some type of oil, right? Fat or oil, so it has alia is like it's like fat and shuman, also fat. So maybe that should be therefore viewed as cooking and not roasting on the fire. So ein retivus ma'adze, this minimal amount of liquid is not going to be matzila, it's not going to take it away miyosa e sholi bulagamri. It's not going to take it away from viewing the item as having been in direct contact with the chametz and the fire. Okay? And that's why these items are going to need, as we're going to see coming up, it's going to need, as we've been talking about all along, it's going to need libun to kasher it. You're not going to be able to kasher it with hagalah. Now, what's important to realize about all of this is, this has big ramifications, what he's just saying now, when it comes to our pans and things like that, where, you know, like, it's not usually going to deep fry in it. You're just going to, you know, most of the time, you're just going to smear a little butter, a little Pam, this and that. So what he's basically saying is you can't go ahead and you're not going to be able to boil, you're not going to be able to boil it out. You know, oh, it's French toast. And whenever I make French toast, I put butter there. So therefore, you know, I can go ahead and kasher it with agala. So he's saying no.
It's in a pan.
Okay.
It's in a pan. The pan between the fire and the
cook. No, the pan is the fire. What do you mean? It's the, you have the pan and the fire and no other liquid medium. So it's the pan, the fire, and the chametz. That's the same thing as the shibud. It's the same thing as the, what?
It's pouring oil in a pan, that's considered like,
it's like it's just like a, it's not considered significant unless it's unless the thing is going to be immersed in the oil, which is deep frying. Okay, let's move on. So he says here, ulef, and the key so it is that it says ve'eino doima lemachvat hamavor lekamon besifyud alef. You can't compare it to the pan that we're going to see in sifyud alef, where there it's not just going to be a little bit of like Pam on top of it, a little bit of a layer of fat or oil, but it's where it's, you know, it's loaded up. It's like a deep fry. Ulefi sheguf ha chametz nogea bahen bishas liyaso, and that's the site. And since the actual chametz is touching the kli while it is in contact with the fire while it's being roasted, be'ein bayhem ein beinam shum mashke, and is not a liquid medium that is yolech tama chametz l'toch hashpud v'askala, and it's not that it's the chametz is connecting up to the kli via the liquid. Right? There's the shpud and the askala are getting direct blia of the chametz. It's, in other words, all there is fire, the chametz, and the kli. And therefore, that is what is called as al yidei ha'or, as opposed to cooking. And therefore, the kashering, as we're going to see, is going to require libun as opposed to hagala. Ella, right? Al yidei chom ha'esh bilvad nivla ben tam chametz. It's from the heat of the fire itself, the chametz has been absorbed. The time of the chametz has been absorbed in the kli. Lefichach eino niflat mehen gam kein al yidei hagala. Therefore, nothing is going to come out from this kli via hagala with mayim rotchin. You're not going to be able to go ahead and boil it out, known as hagala. El al yidei choma eish. You're going to need the actual heat of the fire. You need a fire, libun. De kibolo kach polto. Because the way you do the blia, that's how the blia is removed. Aval im yadu alo shalot salu alav chametz. However, if you know that there was no chametz itself, actual chametz itself that was roasted directly on the kli, rak shetzalu alav basar im melach. Rather, all you're doing with the spit is sticking some meat on it with some salt. Shalo nivdak mechametz, and the salt, it wasn't checked for what? For chametz. So there, bezed dai ba'agala v'afilu chachil. There you can rely on agala, even the chachil. In other words, the fact that, let's say you know you only use this for your barbecues with meat, but you put salt in, and the salt is all year long salt, which has never been checked for chametz. It says there you could rely on kashering those spits with hagala. You would not need to have libun, as we're going to see momentarily. And that's why he says, continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, so things like this, v'kayote behem, meaning if it's, if the kli is a kli that is holding things over a fire, holding the chametz directly over the fire, srichim libun. The way to kasher it is going to be with libun. And what is libun? Al libun hu al ad shiyuhu nitzaitzais nitazin mehem. The libun is until the point where the sparks will be flying off and flying from it. This is otherwise known as libun gamur, where we wait until the metal glows. The metal glows. The metal glows. That's the equivalent of sparks flying. That's the Mishnah Berurah Sifka on the Chav Tes before I do Chav Ches. He says, "Oh, ad shetaser klipaso ha'al yona." Okay, basically, where the whole, you know, outer part is going to be nice and, you know, glowing and shiny and all that. So now let's just go back to Sifka on the Chav Ches. Srichin libun. So these items need libun. So now he's going to give us a whole little shiur here. Usually, this is like you find this in the Be'er Halacha, but every once in a while to explain pure, simple concepts that he doesn't think it you know and you're not familiar with, he'll actually, in the Mishnah Berurah itself, bring down the Gemara. So he says, Isir b'Gemara, the dafka davar isir anivla b'kli al yidei or tzarech libun. See, what he's going to get into now is, it's not really so simple, as we're going to see the Ramah in a second, that you should require libun when it comes to chametz. Why? Because the Gemara there says that only when isir, and we had this already 2 days ago, or yesterday, I forgot which day already, only when isir itself is nivla, in the kli, gets absorbed into the kli al yidei or tzarech libun, do you require libun? Meaning, when the absorption happened, it was in davar ha'aser that got absorbed into the kli. That's where you need libun. Aval davar heter, but something that was mutter hanivlo when it got absorbed the kli al yedeor. Af she'achar kach nesar, even though afterwards it became aser, kegon basar kachim shetzalu bishpud al gabe or. It's a cool case. You have basar of kachim that you roasted on the shpud on the fire, but afterwards af shelav esof nase habliya bishpud nosar. But afterwards, what's going to become of that? Those absorptions in the shpud, the absorption in the shpud is going to become nosar, right? You can't keep kachim around. So kachim, let's say the actual kachim you ate up or you burnt it, but you still have it in the, you still have the nosar in the shpud. So how do you kasha that? So that you're allowed to go ahead, right? Afshel of esof nase abliya b'shpud nosar afilu achshi ahechsheiro shel shpud dai ba'agala. In that case, you can kasha the shpud with agala, because this is the principle that's called isuro bala versus hetero bola. Did it absorb iser or did it absorb heter? What do you mean it absorb heter? If it absorbed heter, why do we care? Because ultimately, you know, it will become aser if you don't go ahead and kasher, right? We also saw what also is considered heter bola, like the basar before it comes in contact with the chalav, right? Or the chalav, that's hetera bola. Chametz, we've seen up until now, we've been calling it hetera bola. But the truth is, if you noticed, Allah, when we applied it the other day, that was, we were only using that to double up with another factor to be mekel. But really, as we're going to see here, the Shulchan Aruch actually holds that chametz is viewed as isuro bala. Because if it wasn't isuro bala, why would you need libun to the point where it gets glowing and piping hot and red hot? It would just be hetera bala. So obviously, the Shulchan Aruch is viewing chametz as isuro bala. The question is, why should it be viewed as isuro bala? Before Pesach, it's chametz is mutter. So the answer is, and this is the machlokas. Some say you're right; it is hetero bala, as we're going to see in the Ramah. Others are going to say no; it's not hetero bala; it's a suro bala. You know why? Because chametz is always chametz all year long. It's just that it only happens to be aser when it only happens to be aser on Pesach. So it has the shame chametz. Nosar doesn't have the shame nosar until it's left over. Okay. So obviously, talking about the shame cheftza shel iser. Or the shame iser, and that's the basic, okay, you know, it's still the same cheftza shel iser, and therefore it's called isuro bala according to the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what he's going to explain right now. Now, he's leaving out the lum the shesh, but that's what he's basically going to say. Nechlegu ha-poskim le'inyin chametz ha-balua, bikli. And the poskim argue about whether or not chametz that is absorbed in the kli will be viewed as isuro bala or hetera bala. Yesh omim dezeh gamkein mikri hetera bala. Some also call this hetera bala. Why? Because in the middle of the year, when the chametz of the muliasa was absorbed into the shpud, it was mutter, the chametz. And therefore, it's a tehillah bala. Valken, guess what? Sagi ba'hagala. Hagala would be enough. Uladidu, and according to him, kol kelim shetashmishan al yidei or. All kelim that you use over fire, direct fire. Le'inyan Pesach for Pesach. Dai ba'hagala. Hagala is enough. V'yesh omrim, however, there are others that say, no, dafka nosar, something like nosar. Shebe'es habliya lo hayasham nosar al habasar klal. Because at the time of the bliya, there was no shame nosar on the basar at all. There was no shame nosar. It was kachim then. L'chein nikra davazeh v'shem etere bala. Aval chametz, de be'es ishtamshus hashbud b'chametz, when the shbud was being utilized for this chametz, even during the year, Haya shem chametz. It already had a shem chametz al ablia. V'achshav gam kein shmo chametz. And now also on Pesach it also has a shem chametz. Ela shata nisorer ha'iser l'mafreya al shem chametz. Now there's going to be an iser. Now the way he touches it up is that it's actually going to be it's going to touch this up as a iser l'mafreya on the shem chametz. That's not how I would have touched it up, but that's the way he's touching it up. Zelo mikri b'shem hetera bala. Therefore, you can't view it as hetera bala. He's saying when you have a chefta, the same chefta of that iser, it later becomes usser, so then you define it, even retroactively, as mamish a chefta shel iser, that obviously needs a real lum to understand how he's touching it up. And then he goes, the chametz bala besocho, because you can't call it hetera bala, you have to call it isura bala. Why? Because chametz was bala, was absorbed in it. The gamashav, and now also, the gamashav u chametz. And therefore, it's b'chlal yisuro bala, utzricha libun, like the Shulchan Aruch says. And that's how most poskim hold. That's why the mechaber poskim like him. However, you can't learn from here to all other places, as we already saw yesterday, the day before. Where you have other reasons to be mekel, we add to this as well. We'll add to load up on kulas. Okay, this shita of the poskim that hold that chametz is a terabala. For example, we added this the other day by knives. Right? What was the reason why we said that by knives you can rely on hagala and not libun? Because we said there were two reasons. Number one was that rov tashmishan is not ala or, but it's with liquid. Okay, it's with cooking and not with roasting on the flame. Right? There's some other food medium when you're dealing with knives, and therefore hagala is enough. Plus, he said. And besides that, he said, also, we're dealing with chametz, which is hetera bala. So that's why knives, he said, there were of other isurim, like of pork and things like that, hagala wouldn't be enough, you need to do libun. But knives, right? So you see, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a shipud is isuro bala, that's what you're dealing with, things that are mamish, it's rov tashmishan, ar ala esh, and he's paskining up isuro bala. But don't forget that shita of Hetera Bala, because there are scenarios where we will take the shita of the day of Hetera Bala and utilize it in a kula scenario. And that, we saw Sivkot in the Chavtes, and now we move on to the Ramah. But now we're going to go, in this Ramah, we're going to come across another important halacha. And that is, anyone ever hear the term Libun Gomer and Libun Kal? So Libun Gomer is what we've been talking about. Libun Gomer is when it gets glowing, red hot, to the point where it's red hot and sparks are flying and things like that. That is Libun Gamur. However, there's something else called Libun Kal. Libun Kal is where it gets so hot that it's not already glowing and sparks flying, but rather, if you would take a piece of straw and it touch the kli after, at that point of where it got, you know, came in contact with the heat for that amount of time, so at that level of hot, that level of heat, where a straw, if you touch, let's say, the kli after it came in contact with the fire, it would, let's say, get all black and burn up. So that's already what's called libun kal. Now, libun kal, as we just saw, does not work for things that mamish require libun. But libun kal will work for things that require hagala. So let's say you want to go ahead, instead of doing hagala, you want to go ahead and do libun. So there you'll be able to use libun kal. So things that require hagala, Libun Kal works for. So that's why there are Yesh Mekilin im Nislabin Kolkach Shekash Nisraf Alav Mi Bachutz. There are those that are Mekil and say that even if the Libun gets to the point where straw will be burnt out if it touches the outside of the Kli, that already, okay, would be enough. Now, why would it be enough? Because this is the opinion that holds that Hagala would be enough because Hetera Bala, right? And therefore, Libun Kal would be enough. Excellent. But anyway, he says, Lamed Beis, V'noagin Kisvara Rishona, B'chol Davar Shadino B'libun. He says, and therefore, we are Noyeg, since we're Noyeg like the first opinion, that anything that his din is with Libun, meaning anything that is ala Eish, when it comes to Chametz, we are Machmer by Chametz, and we demand Libun Gamur. Aval Davar Shadino Bahagala, but if its din is Bahagala, like we saw yesterday, Rak sheyesh bo siddakim o shemachmirin l'lavno. Let's say you have something that was chametzdik based on the fact that it was cooking and it wasn't ala eish, it was some liquid medium. So there we know that hagala is enough. But what happens, for example, as we saw yesterday, if there are holes or grooves where you can't get to clean out, or there's rust and things like that, so there you'd be able to go ahead, he says, and use this secondary libun for those areas where they have grooves and things like that. Sagi b'libun kal kazeh. Libun alone will suffice. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan lamed the yesh mekilin mislabein. The libun zeh, this libun afshehu garua mi libun arishon. Even though it is what, it is not as powerful as the regular libun. Mikom makom mahani al kol panim chamimaso. its heat is strong enough l'flot ha-bliya to get rid of the bliya, kimlo hagala bevadai, like it's equivalent to at least hagala, v'deyazu sfirle, the chametz mikri, and this opinion holds that chametz is considered, as we said, hetera bala, v'yalkein makilin b'libun gazeh, therefore you can be makel with this type of libun. Again, we don't hold this way. Lamed aleph, miba chutz, so he says that, what's the mibachutz going on? Oh, you just finished. Are you finished up? Mibachutz. Rusoina loymar. She'im yasim olav kash. If you put what's considered libun kal, if you put a straw there, mitzad chutz on the outside, yisari fa kash mikoach libun, it will burn up from libun. But now I can sorry. Rishona the ladina ikar kedasa bechaber. The ikar adin utasla bechaber. The chametz mikra. What is chametz? Isura bala. Valkein sarach libun tov. You need a full blown libun. She needs sotzos itasin liman that it sparks or it glows. Even with the eved yesh lasor. Even with the eved yesh aser nishdam shuvo bePesach. If you use it bePesach, ba'od shelo libnu oso kol tach. If you did not go in and do this full libun, with the eved will aser. Or if you did all the agala, achem emakam hefsei meruba. However, by the hefsei meruba, oh meniyas simchas yamtiv, v'hu eino ben yomo meyesh shafshu bo chametz. Now he's getting into coolers here, right? But in the case of hefsei meruba, or if it's not going to be simchas yamtiv, and it's not a ben yomo. Once again, loading up the factors to be makel, but and it will be enough to do agala libun kal. So he's saying, if the thing only required a bell in the first place, so then you can do libun kal in the grooves. You can put the coals there. You can keep it there. You don't have to keep it there so long till it gets red hot. That's enough to get rid of the mamashos ha'isser. That you find inside the grooves and the gumos. By the way, I said rust. He doesn't say rust. Yeah, it's interesting to follow to find out what would be true in rust. I just want to do one last thing. Lamed dalid chatzuva tzarech libun. Chatzuva is like a tripod. It's like our grates on the fire. Who klishi yesh l'shrosh regalim? It has three legs. Umamidin aleh, and you put the pot on top of the grate. O machmas, or you put a pan on it. Batanor ala or kol hashana. It's like on a stovetop. It's a grate of a stovetop. Bimrotz l'shtamish bav pesach. If you want to use the grates, sarach alav nabori, and I have to go ahead and do libun on the grates. The fish of lefamim nishbach aleh. Because sometimes it could be that some dough falls on it and gets absorbed. V'nivla ba tam chametz, and it absorbs the tam of chametz. Al yidei aor. V'zeu rach lechatchila. This is only lechatchila. Why? Mishum chumra the chametz. Really, meiger adin. You don't have to kasher grates. That's why we never go ahead and change our grates between milchix and fleishix. Why not? If you just have the kli come in contact with the metal, blias don't travel from one metal to the other metal without some type of medium of liquid in between. And also you could be told that even afim nishbach kvar, even if someone, let's say, chametz pours on it, or some other iser, I'm not talking about chametz now, some iser pours on it, nisraf ahalachlo, it'll get burnt up. Because it's always on the eish, so it's going to get burnt up. So really, meikir adin, the chametz, we can assume, isn't boleya from the pot onto the wad, onto the grate, and it's also going to get burnt up, even if it did hit the grate. It's just the chumrah of chametz. Now, came bevadai dai lezeh. Really, you don't need anything more than libun kal, for sure. Ubidiyevet, and really, bidiyevet, afim nishtamish, alab, b'li libun, klal, even if you didn't do anything. Kam kein ein lasor, you're not, we will not aser, and by the way, we don't go ahead and do anything, most of us, right? Between milchix and fleishix. It's only al schumra de chametz, we go ahead and we do a pure libun. We stick the grates, I stick them in my self-cleaning oven, which is the equivalent of a libun gamor, and that's that. Just before I end, I want to make a quick correction. I translated askala as a type of a spit or skewer. No, that's just a shifud, but an askala is more like a grill, similar, right? Same way like a spit is directly on the fire, so too a grill. That's why it makes much more sense. They used to smear fat or some type of fat on the grill when they would barbecue. Adkan.